Hello, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike. It's Jesse.
Hey, Jesse.
So it sounds like you're driving, right?
I am.
Okay, so I just need a couple of things from you. I need to set up your client interview, you can do while driving. But I just need you to sign our terms, which was automatically texted to your phone. So let me go ahead and set up the client interview with you, though. So so on Monday, it's pretty booked for the morning. Can you do like 4 o'clock, between 4 and 5?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
On Monday?
Yeah, on Monday.
Yes, that would be fine.
Okay, so now, Mike, the whole phone call, it's not going to last an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you, so it'll be between 4 and 5. They'll send you a text reminder to let you know that the phone call is happening. Also, I did want to let you know that I set up a security question with your mom, that basically if anybody's calling and you ever have any doubts about who might be calling, just the security question that I set up was her maiden name. So she said she didn't know if you knew her maiden name, but it's Moritz. So
yeah, I do.
Okay. Funny, she thought you didn't know that. So
I did.
So okay, great. I feel like there's so many things that, you know, people, the mother's maiden name, it comes up with so much. I feel like you would have to know that, right?
Correct.
So okay, so now everything is set up. When you're pulled over, I'm sure you're not able to access your text messages right now, are you?
Yeah, I was just looking at that. It said to click on the link.
Yes. Perfect. So it's going to take you to our terms. It should take you to terms of experience. This is everything that we discussed in writing. Now, you can take your time, look that over, but just to sign it, you go to the bot.
So I've got a bunch of them.
Okay.
It says, Michael, we sent a copy. Let's see. The first one says, we sent a copy of your invoice.
Yes. Yeah,
okay,
that's it.
The next one says, look, please click on the link to see video example.
Okay, that's
client dashboard.
Yeah, that's for your reporting dashboard. I just sent that over to you. But no, the first one you said. So the link where it says my local splash and it says terms.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So now if you go to that, that's just everything we kind of discussed in writing. Now at the bottom, you're just going to scroll down and type out your name in the orange box, and in the little white box, it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder of the card. You press that little white box and then press confirm signature.
Okay. So I'm going to click the first one and type out my name.
Yes.
Okay. All right, and then it's asking me for the date.
The date? Oh, I shouldn't.
Yeah, I guess on the card or today's. Okay, today's date. Okay, confirm signature. Please accept the terms by checking off the above.
Yeah, so the little white box that says I'm certified.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, you see it? Just check that.
Yeah. Okay, so now it's sent me to a username passcode for local splash.
Perfect. So that is going to be for your reporting dashboard. You're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. So, just look out for that in your email. But so on, Monday, Michael, they will be calling you from an 877 number. I told Susan to save it in your phone, but if you could save it, in your phone, we'll always be contacting you from that number. So it's 877-635-6225. You already have my extension and phone number, so, Mike, at any time, if you ever need anything, you can definitely always reach out to me directly. I'll always be the lead on your account. But okay. From this point, you'll be working with your account management team. But if you ever need anything escalated or, you know, just have a question or whatever it might be, you can definitely always reach me directly, okay?
Yeah. I mean, once we get our Google up, I want to start pushing a bunch of ads and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, once everything gets up and running, just contact me for that, for the Google ads. And I can also get you with Google Guaranteed. That, you know, there's definitely options. Facebook ads, there's a ton of other stuff that you can do with us, to kind of push your marketing. This right now is just to get everything set up with your Google business profile. Now, Mike, Susan was telling me though that at one time you had gotten your Google business profile up, but then your, ex took it down again. So does she still have access to that? She still has like...
I'm not exactly... what she did is whenever we split up, she went on Google and set us to permanently closed.
Yeah, right. You told me about that.
And then I hired an IT guy. He found that it was permanently closed, and he reset the hours to open.
Uh-huh.
At which point she disputed it through Google.
Okay.
When they were sending the through the mail, the verification that was coming to the office.
Uh-huh.
Whenever we verified, she uploaded a bunch of Russian hair pictures to my page.
Right, right. Yeah. So, which took it down completely.
Yeah, Google shut it down. So I've got 51%. I've got all my paperwork. She's been estranged from our company since February of 2021, or February of 2022. And,
I mean, I hate to ask, Mike, but, you know, just on a side note, I mean, do you have, like, any type of, like, restraining order against her?
Yes, I do. I filed
okay.
for a restraining order. That's how I got her out of the office.
Okay, I don't know, maybe that'll help at least with getting your, because I don't deal with the techie side of getting everything up and running for that, but I don't know, hopefully maybe that will help.
But on the same hand, I can prove that I'm 51% owner of this company and that she hasn't been with this company since February, and I can prove all of that.
Oh, so she does have ownership, though, over the company?
She's got 49%,
okay,
and I've got 51%, which will next month, and February 23rd, we'll be divorced, and
yeah,
that will all be over. She stole a bunch of money from our company, and now resides out of state, and it's just a legal issue.
Not all,
but
yeah.
At 51%, I have full power over this company. And
okay.
What I say goes at 51%.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have the controlling factor of the company.
Yeah.
I can make my decisions free and void of her opinion.
I just hate that she's doing all this to you. I mean, I'm pretty sure I told you before, but, you know, it's just like it's one thing to have disputes with you personally, but to come for your business and, you know, try and destroy your reputation, that's just, I don't know, that's something
Man,
totally.
She's opened up false accounts, joined all my Facebook groups, tried to slander me to death, and I'm still swimming.
Well, good for you, Mike. You know,
yeah.
good for you for, you know, staying afloat and getting it. And you know, I'm here to help you out and get everything started. So just look out for that client interview again on Monday. And, you know, I'm definitely happy that we're going to be able to get everything going for you, okay?
Yeah, definitely. And look, if you need my formation paperwork and my controlling 51% paperwork, I've got it. It's here in the truck with me. I keep it with me at all times. I can send that over to you to legally prove my company.
I mean, so, Mike, I wouldn't need any of that stuff personally, like me, but your account management team, they might need stuff once they start to look into Google and see what they need from Google. So we did, we're in direct contact with Google, we have teams that we work with Google.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be more informed about the specifics of what they're going to need from you, but I personally don't, at this moment, I don't need anything. So just on Monday, just look out for that phone call, and then they'll start to set everything up and see what's going on with your account, okay?
All righty.
Okay, well, you know, Mike, I do hope you have a great weekend, though, okay?
Always do.
Okay. All right, talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye.